This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my beloved children. Subhanallah, someone asked me a question. How can I love Allah when I have not seen Him? Well, that's a good question, but what we need to realize is all the signs of Allah are everywhere. If you look at who created you, where were you before you were born, like 2 years before you were born? And so we believe that people pass away. When they pass away, where do they go? Is it just the end of everything? You know, we are so sophisticated, we are so complicated. We have feelings, we love those around us, we have parents, maybe we have children at some stage, maybe we have those whom we love around us. Do you really think that if you were to die, or anyone dies, then they would actually disappear into thin air, you know? Yet we're so complicated. I'm sitting, I'm talking to you now. I have eyes, I can see. That's a sign of the existence of a supreme maker. Someone made me. And we are Muslims, we say, whoever made me, we call him the worshipped one. We call him Allah. And we worship him alone. O you who made me, I worship you alone. I do my 5 prayers for you. I do whatever you tell me to do, and so on. So Allah Almighty definitely exists. Now, there are people who say He doesn't. And those people, we disagree with them. But it's okay, they can have their say. For now, what we need to know is, when we die, it's not like we're going to disappear. We're going to go into the hereafter. We are too complicated to just be disappearing. We have to be from those who go into a much better place. Life is so short. I mean, if we are such sophisticated people, we have feelings, we have everything, how would it be possible for us to suddenly just disappear? And only after a few years. I mean, you come onto the earth, how long do you live for? Someone might live for 50, 60, 70, 80, maybe 90. Some might be fortunate to get to 100. After that, where do they go? They have to be going somewhere, to the place where they came from initially. So where did we come from initially? Well, wherever it was, that's where we're going to go. We were with whoever made us, and we're going to go back to whoever made us. And this is why in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us that when something happens, say a person passes away or calamity strikes, which means something difficult happens, then we say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Indeed, we all belong to Allah. And indeed, we're all going to return to Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So that's something really amazing, that we are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's where we came from initially. Now, what we need to also understand is we are taught to do good things on earth. When you tell the truth, when you pray, when you give charity to the poor, when you're a good person without bad words, when you dress appropriately, when you don't do wrong things, it helps you in this world. It makes you a better person. You can be very successful. You are not distracted. You can become a very, very successful person. And on top of that, in the hereafter, you will also succeed, because Allah is happy with you. He sent to us messengers from the very beginning. You know, all this started somewhere, and it's going to end somewhere. So where did it start? It started wherever the beginning was, just like I started at a certain point. Before that, where was I? You see? And after I die, where am I going? I'm not going to a bad place. I'm going back to Allah. If I were a good person, I'm going to definitely be going to a very, very good place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness and an understanding. So Allah's given us our brains. Allah's given us so many things. Allah's given us our eyes, Allah's given us our hands, our feet, our bodies, Allah's given us everything. In fact, on earth, Allah's allowed fruit and vegetables to grow, so many creatures. There are so many amazing creatures. So Allah says in the Quran that if you are to look at all what we made and ponder over it, meaning think about it, you would realize there is a maker. Someone has made this. It can't just have come like that. You know, so this is a beautiful, beautiful way of looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty. We are Muslims, we believe, and this is what we believe, that there is a maker, He made us, And we definitely love him. He loves us. That's why we're here. He's going to test us. When you go to school, for example, you get a test. It doesn't mean that your teacher doesn't like you. It doesn't mean the school doesn't like you. They want you to go to the next level. They want you to get a certificate in order to graduate. So Allah loves us. He will test us. He wants us to go to the next level. He wants us to get a certificate in order for us to graduate into the hereafter. So these are some amazing thoughts. And this is what we believe as Muslims. We will continue to do good. Allah sent reminders to us. All those who came to us to remind us to do good and stay away from bad, the messengers of Allah, those who were sent by Allah, we respect all of them. We don't say a single word bad about them, no matter who they were. And we believe that they were the best of the lot at the time. And we believe that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best from amongst us. When he grew up, he was known as As-Sadiq Al-Amin. He was known as the truthful, the trustworthy. He didn't lie. He didn't used to cheat people or deceive them. And he was very trustworthy. He used to fulfill the trust. He always was honest, very honest. So he was the best of all of us. And Allah chose him to carry the message to us. We have it. What does the message have in it? It tells us to dress properly, not to do bad things, not to waste our time, to pray to Allah, to tell the truth, to reach out to the poor, to eat that which is pure and clean, to be clean and pure, to respect people, to your parents and so on, not to make the lives of others difficult. These are amazing teachings that will make you a very, very successful person in this world and even when you pass away. So remember that we love Allah because He's given us the whole wide world. And we know that we will worship Him and He will help us through the challenges that we need to go through in order for us to get to graduate into the hereafter, and inshallah we will all meet in paradise in Jannatul Firdaus. Aqulu qawli hadha, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.